Well, good morning. Xin nhiên quay là. Did I say that right? I've shared quite a bit with the English ministry. Many of you have asked, you know, how Sarah's doing, how baby Zachary's doing, and they're doing well, you know, very healthy. I gotta say, you know, a lot of people joke around with us that now that there's three kids and only two of us, we've gone from playing man to man to zone, and it's true. I gotta tell you that I have much more of appreciation, a genuine appreciation for parents, for my mom and dad, because wow, I realize how much they gave to me. This morning. We've been going through the book of Galatians. We've been going through the book of Galatians in the English ministry. And what I thought is that I would include you in our series in Galatians. And so if you have your own Bibles, if you would turn to Galatians 6. Galatians 6. And as we've been walking through Galatians, we've come to the point now where we've reached the point in Galatians where it begins to emphasize doing good works in this book at the very end. Basically, from here on out, it begins to talk about how good works are to be expressed through the Christian believer. But with any passage, as we look at any passage, and since I'm bringing you in the middle of the book or towards the end of the book, it's always important to kind of look at the backdrop or the context of a passage, so we know kind of where it's coming from, where Paul is coming from. On Saturday nights in youth group, and then on Sundays, we've been talking a lot about the word freedom.
星期六的晚上和星期日主日的时候, 青少年在一起，我们一直在谈论。
Because much of Galatians, or a good portion of Galatians, talk about freedom. Freedom from what? Well, in this case, Paul is talking, in the specific case about, in the Galatians, Paul is talking about freedom from the Mosaic Law. It is freedom from having to follow the regulations and the rules of the Old Testament in order that we would be right before God. And many times when people start talking about freedom from regulations and freedom from law, people don't know what to do with that exactly. There are some people who get excited about that. They're very excited about, oh, thank goodness, it's not the rules or the regulations. And then there's other people that feel once we leave those rules and those regulations, people feel uneasy.
有些人是想要脱离这些法律规条的时候，他们很兴奋；有的人却无所适从。
Many that I've talked to about Christianity believe that at its core, their background has said at its core, Christianity is about regulation and it's about rules.
很多人都认为, 律法和规条。
And so they have a hard time knowing what Christianity is about if it's not about the commandment and the law. And so similarly, if we go back to the time of the Galatians, when Paul was talking about this freedom from the law, it was unsettling to the converts of Christianity.
在加拉太这本书当中，我们会发现，加拉太他们新信徒的人在想到这个问题的时候，这个问题也没有解决。
Their thoughts or their sentiments, what their feelings might have been is, you know, without the law, how are we supposed to know what we're supposed to do or what we're not supposed to do?
他们心里面想，如果我们脱离了这些诫命和律法，我们怎么知道做什么不做什么？
Many of the Galatians were looking for, we want some sort of moral guide.
他们心里面想要有一种道德的规范。
And we also know that there was a group back at this time during when this book was written that opposed the idea that Christ on the cross alone was sufficient.
当时有一群人，他们不认为耶稣基督在十字架上救恩足够使我们称义。
They were going to the Galatians and saying what Christ did on the cross is good, but there needs to be you need to do a few more things in order to be a part of us, in order to be a believer, one of God's people.
他们对这些加拉太人说，耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩很好，但是还不够，需要做更多的事情。
And so I imagine that they also probably warned the people of Galatia about Paul and what he was saying, and saying, look, if you leave the law of Moses, you're going to be thrown into chaos, into moral confusion.
他们也可能对加拉太人说，如果你们不遵守诫命的话，你们可能就造成道德的混乱。
So don't listen to Paul. Remain under the law.
所以说不要听从保罗，你们仍然在律法之下。
But Paul has a counter for this. He has a response to this.
保罗反驳这样的观点。
In chapter 5, Paul counters that just because we are free from being under the law, this isn't a license for us to just go ahead and do whatever we want. Just go ahead and just sin as much as we want. Do whatever we want to do.
保罗在第五章中说，我们脱离律法，并不等于我们可以任意犯罪。
Paul says that rather, we use this, since we're free from the law, we ought to use this for love.
相反，我们脱离律法的时候，我们要用这种自由来互相来爱。
To serve one another and to love other people.
互相服侍。
And this new life of freedom that Paul says is to be lived in the Spirit.
这种自由的新生命，保罗说是要靠圣灵得生。
It's the title of my sermon this morning, Life Lived By or in the Spirit.
这就是今天早上的信息，要靠圣灵得生。
And so before we look into the five verses that we're looking at in chapter 6, I want to give you a couple of key verses that will help us kind of have a backdrop of setting up this passage that we're going to be looking at.
在我们看这五节经文的时候，我想给你们几节经文来介绍这段经文的背景。
I don't know if we have them up. If we don't, it's actually Galatians 5:16. I don't know if we have that slide. Maybe we don't. I'll read it to you and you can look at it in the Word. Galatians 5:16 says, Paul says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature."
第五章十六节讲，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And then again in Galatians 5:25 he says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit."
第五章二十五节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
This word actually in this passage it has it walk. And that's kind of where I'm going with this, actually. Is it in the NIV? It says, "So I live by the Spirit." And actually, it is translated in this version as walk. The word is, the Greek word is parapateo, and it means to It means to go about or walk around.
这里面有个字是行走的意思，在希腊文里面的 peritaleo， 是行走的意思。
And then in the phrase here, this phrase here that says, it says, let us keep in step with the Spirit in verse 25.
在第25节里面也讲到，当靠圣灵行事。
The Greek verb is stoxeo, and it means to be in line with or stand behind.
希腊文的原文是讲和什么一致或者站在什么的旁边。
It has the sense of agreeing with or following.
也有同意和跟随的意思。
Okay, so what Paul is saying is, in these couple of verses, that a life of freedom, the freedom that we now have from being under the law, is to be walked in by the Spirit. We're to walk this life of freedom in the Spirit.
保罗是在讲，当我们脱离律法的得到的自由，我们要在圣灵里面行走，要靠着圣灵做事情。
And so the idea is to walk along with God. As God goes, we walk with Him. Stay in step with Him.
这里是在讲我们要和神一起同行，和神一起行走。
I was trying to think of a picture of what this might look like in life, you know. And last summer, we got Morgan a bike.
我一直在想给你们一个生活当中图片。去年夏天我给我的女儿 Morgan 买了一个新的自行车。
And so we got her a bike, and Morgan's very excited. And what we would do is I would go out for a jog, and Morgan would ride with me as I jogged.
Morgan 很兴奋，但是我采用的方法是我出去跑步，让 Morgan 跟着我。
And so, as I would jog along, as I would go faster, Morgan would ride her bike faster. As I'd go slower, Morgan would slow down with me. So we'd go together. We'd walk together, and she was riding, of course, and I would jog along, and it got me in really great shape. But I mean, the picture is that we would walk together.
我跑步。毛根跟着我，我快跑的时候，毛根就骑得快；我慢跑的时候，毛根骑得很慢。要点是我们一起走。
And there was times when Morgan would, because she had a small bike before, now she had a larger bike. There were times when Morgan didn't feel as settled or secure, and so sometimes, as I was jogging along, I would put my hand on the handlebar and put my hand on her back to kind of steady her. I would talk with her.I would encourage her. It was this whole picture of just moving along together.
Morgan 原来有个小自行车，所以对于这个新自行车来讲呢，我经常会帮助他，给他一些指导，并且鼓励他，有的时候还要用手搀扶着他。
And so this is the picture I think of us of walking by the Spirit.
我想这就是一个在圣灵里面行走的一个图片。
We move where he moves, and we go as he goes.
当圣灵行走的时候，我们要跟着他一起行走。
And as we do that, we're listening for his instruction. We're being encouraged by him.
当我们这样做的时候，我们实际上是在听从圣灵的引领，并且得到圣灵的鼓励。
And this is important. This kind of backdrop, this idea that Paul talks about all through chapter 5 of abiding in moving with the Spirit is important because we know that as believers, our works come out of this relationship with Him. All this stuff in chapter 6, the stuff that we're going to be talking about this morning, it flows out of our connectedness with Him.
这一点很重要，保罗在第五章里一直在讲我们要顺从圣灵，从圣灵来得到这种能力。第六章也是这样。
So I want to ask you,Are you experiencing his presence last week? Are you in step with him? Are you experiencing that whole picture of just walking or riding with him? Are you experiencing that in your life?
那我现在问你们，你们上一周是不是有经历过圣灵的同在？是不是经历过和圣灵同行？
I had just this past week I read one author. His name is Francis Chan.
上一周我读一本书, 作者是 Francis Chan.
And he wrote a book talking about how the church has kind of lost sight of that part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
这本书中，作者强调教会怎么样失去了三一真神的这样一个角度。
And he wondered aloud. He said, "I wonder if I were to ask, if we were to ask the church, you know, how many of you have been experienced the presence of the Lord or the action of the Lord in your life in the past year? How many could say, I confidently can say, yeah, I'm experiencing His Holy Spirit working in and through my life."
他问教会，是否我们真是经历到了神的同在和神的作为？
Because we've got to keep this in mind. These works that we see have to come out of, all of our life has to come out of this walking in the Spirit.
我们需要记住，我们所有的生命都是来自于和神同行。
Well, keeping Paul's assumption in mind as we get into chapter 6, we're going to see three simple truths given to us by Paul as we look at chapter 6, 1 through 5.
我们需要记住保罗这样一个观点，在我们看第六章一到五节的时候。
I want us to just read through the whole passage, first five verses, and then we'll kind of walk through it kind of step by step.
我们先来读一到五节，然后再逐句的来读。
Brothers, if someone is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions, then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else. For each one should carry his own load.
弟兄们，若有人偶尔被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，这样就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当察验自己的行为，这样他所夸的又专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Share with you that there would be three truths, and here's the first truth that I think Paul presents to us, is that living in a community of Christ followers can get messy.
保罗在讲三个真理，第一个真理就是说，你在一个团体里生活可能会很糟糕。
Right? When we live together, when our lives begin to intermix, when we get into each other's lives and go beyond the superficial, go deeper, things get messy, don't they?
不是这样吗？当我们很接近的时候，当表面的东西突破了表面的东西，我们更接近的时候，我们的生活在一起的关系会变得很糟糕。
One of the problems that arise for those who live in a community of people who are striving to walk in the Spirit is that sometimes all of us at one point or another slip back. We fall back into that old nature, who we once were.
对于一群努力靠圣灵生活的人，有的时候有些人会跌倒。
And so Paul starts out by describing a situation where someone is, it says, if someone is caught in sin.
有的时候，保罗说，有的时候有的人会犯罪。
And I think a better translation is if someone is overtaken by sin. That's in the American Standard Version. Talks about a person, a brother being overtaken by sin.
我想这里面最好的一个翻译可能是有些弟兄姐妹被过犯所胜。
Overtaken by sin meaning, you know, maybe the person didn't even plan it ahead of time. It's just sometimes we slip back into who we once were before Christ.
因为有些弟兄姐妹他们并不是故意要犯罪，只不过是
But it probably refers to any kind of sin when someone is overtaken by sin.
这里面可能会讲各式各样的罪。
And so what are we, we see this happen. A brother or sister who's slipped, who's overtaken by sin. The question is, what are we to do about it? Where are we to go with this? And so I don't know. Think about it. Think about it, church. Think about it, church family. How do we normally handle this? Think about what you see. How do we normally handle this when we see someone who's slipped or fallen or slipped into sin? What do we normally do?
你们可以试想一下，在我们教会这个大家庭里面，如果有些弟兄姐妹跌倒了，我们应该怎么做？想一想，我们到底应该怎么做？
What's our temptation? Our temptation is to, right, when we see something happening, when someone sins against us, our temptation is to go and talk about it in our circles, right?
我们可能有一个冲动，就是当这种事情发生的时候，我们常常要跟我们的圈子里面的人来交谈。
Our first reaction is like, oh, a person did that to me. I gotta go tell someone about it.
Yeah, 我常常有一种冲动，就是我真是要把这件事情告诉我身边的人。
I understand. I've talked to people about this problem before. This, what are we to do with this? And I understand. At least from a human aspect, there's a portion of us that needs to vent. We want to just share, let out some steam, just talk with someone about it.
我很理解这样一个情形，因为我真的很理解，我有的时候我们真的需要跟别人讲这样的事情。
Or sometimes people will say, no, you know, I'm not gonna do that. I won't talk in my circles, but maybe I should talk with an elder. Maybe I should talk with a pastor about it.
有的弟兄姐妹可能讲，我不会那样做，但是我要跟长老或者牧师来讲。
Maybe I should bring it to a close knit prayer group and pray about it. But Paul says we're not supposed to do any of that. We're supposed to go to the person individually, face to face, and restore them. If someone is overtaken by sin, you who are spiritual should gently should restore that person.
保罗讲，如果有人偶尔被过犯所胜的时候，你们属灵的人当用温柔的心把他们挽回。
Well, this takes courage, doesn't it?
是不是很需要勇气？
I mean, there's some personalities I know that it's like, it's not courage, it takes withholding back to go and just like rip into someone. And then for others, it takes courage to go to the person, to go like, I'm coming to you because I see something and I want to, my heart is to restore.
有的时候我们的个性是我们就要后退，对有些人来讲确实需要极大的勇气来做这样的事情。
So it does take, it takes courage, it takes boldness. We talked about this a little bit last night in our youth group.
这真是需要勇气和胆量，我们昨天晚上在 youth group 也谈论这样的问题。
And it seemed to be, when we talked about it, it seemed to be the factors are, hey, how close, the determining factors if we went to someone seemed to be how close are we to that person.
问题是我们和这个人有关系有多么接近。
And also how severe is the sin.
还有一个问题就是这个罪有多么严重。
But it does take boldness.
确实需要胆量。
But in addition to boldness, It takes gentleness.
除了胆量之外，还要有一颗温柔的心。
It fits exactly with if you don't have to turn there, but if you know, many of you know the passage that Jesus says talks about in Matthew 18.
这里面和马太福音里面十八章讲的是一样的事情。
If a brother sins against you, show him his fault just between the two of you.
如果一个弟兄得罪了你。只是在你和这个弟兄之间。
We're not to go to the pastor right away. We're not to go to our circle, but we're supposed to go directly to the person.
我们要去找我们的牧师吗？我们要去到我们的圈子里面来讲这样的问题。
What's interesting in this passage? It says, if someone is caught overtaken by sin, you who are spiritual, those of you who are spirit, the ones who are spirit, the spiritual ones should restore him gently.
这里面讲到，如果有人被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人
So then the question is, who are the ones who are spiritual?
问题是, 谁是属灵的人?
So is it the leaders? Is it only the leaders of the church should be the ones that go to the people? Is it the elders? Is it the ones who are somehow super spiritual giants that should be going?
难道是教会的属灵的领袖吗? 难道是这些长老吗? 难道是教会这些属灵的巨人吗?
Who are these? Should we have pictures of the top 10 spiritual people in our church who can go and restore people?
难道我们需要在走廊里面贴了前十名的属灵精英的照片吗?
No, by spiritual, Paul is saying all Christians.
保罗在这里面讲属灵的人是讲所有的基督徒。
He's been talking about the Holy Spirit, and if you are a believer, if you have the Spirit of Christ in you, if you are in this church today and you're a Christian, then you are spiritual, you are a spiritual one.
保罗是在讲,如果你是个信徒,如果你有圣灵的内住的话,
so this commandment is for all of us. All of us should be doing this. So I don't know. I'll bring it to you today. I'll bring it to you now. Is there someone in here that God may be impressing on your heart right now that we need to just talk to, that we need to go to?
那我现在问你们,你们心里面有没有什么人,你们需要跟他们直接面对面的来交谈?
Is there someone that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind that, you know, that we ought to go to restore, to bring back?
或者是圣灵提醒你,你需要把某些弟兄或姐妹来挽回?
And again, our goal, what's our goal when we're doing this? Our goal is restoration.
目的是要把弟兄或姐妹从过犯中挽回回来。
I know in any church family there is a mix of different personalities in the church.
我知道我们在教会里面个性很不一样。
And so I know when a brother or sister sins against us, you know, the personalities will come out.
有些弟兄姐妹冒犯我们的时候，我们的个性就会出来了。
So I know that there's some of us who would, when it comes to something like this, we just want to give people a piece of our mind.
有的时候我们可能遇到这件事情，我们就想让别人来知道我们的想法。
There's many of us who just would rather just not even touch it. Just rather I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go to this person.
有些时候我们甚至根本不想接近这些人，我们就想躲得远远的。
But our goal in love is to restore.
但是我们的目标是在爱中把他们挽回。
This word actually is used when Jesus is calling the disciples. And they have their nets, and they're mending or restoring their nets. They're fixing their nets. That's the same word that's used there, and so that the nets can be effective again.
挽回这个字实际上也用在耶稣呼召门徒的时候，门徒在补网的时候，目的是让这些网还好用。
Or this word might be used of a doctor setting a broken bone, restoring a bone.
或者这个字也可以用在一个医生来修复一个断掉的骨头。
You know where it's painful at first, but the doctor is trying to set it so that it can be effective and of good use again.
在医生修复断骨的时候，这个过程很痛苦。
But what we got to keep in mind when I look at the word gentleness, what it keeps in mind is again this whole backdrop of the Spirit. Filling us, the Spirit empowering us to do the restoration. What lies underneath all of this is the fruit of love, is love, is gentleness, is goodness, is patience.
Yeah, 所有这些事情的背后，实际上是爱，是温柔，是良善。
You know, I know. As we, as a church here at OCC, we operate in kind of many cultures. I think of two specific cultures that we operate in.
实际上，在OC教会里面，大概有两种文化。
At least in the larger culture around us, it's really not acceptable these days to to criticize, to confront.
我们周遭的文化实际上不主张我们去批评别人。
It's not an accepted value to confront others with something that's wrong.
我们的文化不主张我们去面对面的去指责别人。
In our larger society, it's like, hey, if you come to me and tell me something's wrong, you're judging me. You're judging me.
我们的文化是告诉我们，如果你来跟我谈我做错了什么事情的时候，你在论断我。
So don't judge me. Back off.
Yeah, 所以不要来论断我，请你往后退。
And so, kind of in a larger culture, our culture tends to confuse love with only saying just nice things.
实际上，这种文化把真正的爱和只说好听的事情混淆起来了。
And then I know, operating in the Asian culture, there's a tendency to avoid confrontation, to avoid open criticism.
亚洲文化里面常常也要回避这种正面的冲突。公开的批评。
You know, what I've noticed is that sometimes what will happen is a brother or sister will come and maybe do a wrong against you or me, and then what happens is we tend to talk with someone else, and then that person will eventually go to the original person to tell them about it, right?
我常常注意到当一个人冒犯我的时候，常常要找一个中间人，让这个中间人和当事人来谈这个问题。
You know, but what our goal is our goal is to go beyond our culture, to go above our culture, right?
可是我们的目标是要超越这样的文化。
Our goal is to be like Christ, to walk in the Spirit.
我们的目标是更要像耶稣基督，要在圣灵里面行事。
Jesus says in Luke 6, he talks about this, I know you know this story, he talks about removing the plank out of our own eye, and then we'll be able to see clearly the speck in our brother's eye.
耶稣基督在路加福音里面讲过，你要先除去你眼中的梁木，才能够看得清楚。
And so in the same roundabout way, Paul echoes the same concept by warning us to watch ourselves.
保罗也在讲同样的事情。
He says this, but watch yourself, or you may also be tempted, in verse 1.
保罗讲说你在第一章里面讲说你要很小心，不要免得被引诱。
You see, so when we're going to restore a brother or sister, the temptation for us, sometimes the temptation for us can be pride.
有的时候我们要去挽回别人的时候，有一种试探，就是我们很骄傲。
That somehow when we are correcting someone, that we think of ourselves as having it all together.
当我们企图纠正别人的时候，我们认为自己是很完美的。
While the other person is being overtaken by the sin.
另外一个人被过犯所胜。
Okay, well in verse 2, if you move into verse 2, we come to the general principle. It's the second general truth in the passage.
第二节是在讲一个一般性的原则。
And that is, we are to carry each other's burdens.
那就是我们个人要互相担当重担。
Okay, so here it is that the reality is that it's pretty easy for us as we look at brothers and sisters, as we stand in a room and we interact with our small groups, our the groups that we interact, our circles in the church, it's pretty easy for us to pick out, to see other people's sin.
实际上在我们这样一个团体里面，在教会里面，很容易我们会看到别人的过错或者罪。
So it's easy for us to see someone's sin, it's much tougher for us to then, once we see it, to confront somebody with it.
当我们要谈到去当面指证的时候，就很难了。
And then tougher yet is to be able to carry each other's burdens.
如果要谈到互相担当重担的时候，这就更难了。
That is to go along and carry, to walk with someone, walk alongside with them to walk alongside with them to carry the burden of the sin until they're free from the entanglement of sin.
你要陪伴他，直到使他脱离这个捆绑，这就更难了。
But this is what Paul is commanding us to do.
但是这是保罗让我们所做的。
Is to see the sin, is to talk with, confront the person, and then to walk alongside them.
当你看到这种过犯的时候，你就要当面指出，
and again, that is the toughest.
这是很难的。
Why is it the toughest?
为什么最难呢?
Because man, walking alongside with someone, you know, when we look at someone and we see someone slip, and then to stay with them, it takes time.
当我们看到和有些人一起走的时候，他们跌倒的时候，这个确实是很难，因为这个花时间。
It takes perseverance.
需要忍耐。
And sacrifice.
需要牺牲。
It takes love.
需要爱。
And so sometimes I know how it is. Sometimes after we see someone and we've confronted them, even we've had the courage to go, I need to talk with them. I'm going to confront them. I'm going to talk with them about this. Sometimes after we've done that, we kind of wash our hands clean and say, you know, I've done my job.
有的时候，尽管我们有这样的勇气去面对一个人的罪的时候，我们之后常常是拍拍手说，和我没什么事情。I have a
good friend who I've watched carry other burdens in this way before.
我见证了一个弟兄，他这样在基督里行事。
I've known my friend now for about 15 years, and I've seen him. I've seen him confront and restore young men when they've been overtaken by pornography.
我认识这个朋友15年，我见证他指责一些年轻人，并且挽回一些年轻人，因为这些年轻人沉溺于色情图片。
He's one of the only guys I know who is able to confront people. And some people take it wrong. Some people take it like, you know, judging, but he's one of the few guys I know who's able to confront people in love and then who will stay with people and walk with people through it. And I have such a deep respect for this guy. He's confronted me before. And man, I said, John, I've told him, you've confronted me before, but I've never felt from you that you didn't love me.
也我很敬重他，他也冒犯过我，但是我从来没有他在他身上发现这种冒犯没有爱。And
I have such a deep respect for him because when I see him do this with these guys, I see Christ. I see Christ in him.
我很敬重他，因为我在他身上看到了耶稣基督的生命。And
as the Spirit, as we walk in the Spirit, all this that Paul is talking about in chapter 5, life by the Spirit, life walking with him, as we are doing that, as he matures us, we are supposed to carry the burdens of each other.
保罗在第五章里面讲，当我们要和圣灵一起同工的时候，也是在讲我们要互相担当个人担当重担。
We are supposed to come alongside each other and carry each other through this.
我们要陪伴，互相陪伴，来担当担子。
So I don't know. Yes, let's think about it. As a church family, do we do this? Are we doing this as a church family? Do we come alongside each other? Are we carrying each other's burdens?
想一想，我们这个教会，我们是否做到了这一点？
I got to tell you, so often I feel so encouraged. I see each other, our the church, some of the strengths of our church in many ways.
我很高兴我看到我们教会在各方面变得越来越强。
And when there is someone sick in our church, when there is someone hurting in our church, I see the family coming around this person.
当我看到有些人生病或者是受伤的时候，有很多的人来帮助他们。
And so I'm so encouraged by that. It's like one of the strengths of our church, you know.
我很受激励，这是我们教会的强项。
But maybe this is walking alongside someone in a slightly different way than we've been doing it in the past.
这可能是在讲和陪伴一个人的另一个方式。
To come alongside a person so that until they're free from that entanglement.
去陪伴这个人，直到他脱离这样的捆绑。
But maybe there are some of you who are already at this place, who've already reached this maturity, who Christ has grown you to this point where you do feel comfortable. When you see something, you're able to go to that person. You practice this, you obey this, and you talk with that person, and you walk with them.
也可能你属灵的成熟度已经到了这一点，你可以很顺服的去做这样的事情，去面对
And if you have this, I mean, if God has grown you to this point, I mean, like, praise God. Show us, show the rest of us how we are to do this together. But Paul says also to be careful. He connects verse 3 and verse 2 together. It's kind of odd. You see, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, but he's nothing, he deceives himself. It's kind of a strange thing that, like, Paul's talking about carrying each other's burdens, and all of a sudden he's saying, don't think of yourself too much that you're something.
第二节、第三节放在一起很奇怪，因为保罗在讲个人要担当重担，就完全了基督的律法，同时他要讲人若无有自己，就不要以为有，否则就是自欺了。But
actually, there's a word there between verse 2 and 3 that actually kind of connects it. It's not in the NIV version, but it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ for. It's not in the NIV, but it's in other versions, for or because. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. In other words, if you are one of those who God is, you're walking in the Spirit and you see someone who's stumbled, who's slipped, who's been overtaken by sin, and you go to that person and you're one of those who is going to people and you're coming alongside, you're helping them, you're going to this person, you're going to that person, and you're the one who's helping people. Paul says, just be careful.
Just
be careful when you're carrying each other's burdens, because you don't want to begin to think of yourself as the official restorer of the church. The temptation is that when you approach brothers and sisters and they've slipped in sin and you're carrying each other's burdens and you've helped person after person, you begin to think of yourself maybe as a spiritual giant.
问题是，当你做这样的事情、做挽回的工作的时候，你常常会觉得自己是一个属灵的巨人。But
maybe somehow you are the fountain that fills all the other cups up.
你可能也在想自己是别人扶杯的源泉。And
then if you weren't there, then who else would be doing the restoring?
你可能也在想，如果我不在，谁能做这样的工作呢？
Pride can creep in.
骄傲会进来。
So that's why Paul is saying, you know, if anyone begins to think that you're something when he's nothing, you know, you're lying to yourself, you're deceiving yourself. Be careful.
Let's
be careful when we begin to think that we have it all together. Here's the last truth that Paul gives to us. God will reward us on the last day.
Alright,
and here's where I'm going with this. It's kind of odd. It's kind of an odd where Paul in verse 3 says, if anyone thinks he is something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. And yet in verse 4, he says, each one of us should test his own actions, then he can take pride in himself. Just a little bit odd that he tells us not to think of ourselves as something, but then in the next verse says that we can take pride in ourselves.
So
we kind of ask, is this a conflict? Is this kind of out of line with one another? Well, if we back up in the first part of verse 4, look at verse 4 with me, if we could move the slide one more forward. It says, each one should test his own actions.
And
so early in the passage, Paul's saying to carry carry each other's burdens, a focus on the corporate church, on each other. And now he says to test your own actions.
第二节在讲个人的重担要互相担当，要一起来做这样的事情。
And so up to this point, Paul's been focusing on the family life, on the corporate life of the church, and now he's focusing on moving towards the individual, our own actions, our own spiritual lives before God.
保罗在第二节里面是讲我们在一起所应该做的事情，第四节是在讲我们个人要做的事情。
And so he encourages us, he tells us to realistically evaluate, assess our own spiritual lives.
这里是在讲我们要很现实的来评估我们自己的属灵生活。
So this morning, I'm always so encouraged that Brother Joe Chilufo comes in every Sunday and he's been teaching our Sunday school class.
今天早上我很高兴 因为 Brother Joe Chilufo 每个周日的早上都和我们一起来分享。
And this morning we were talking about, you know, just how we're talking about abiding in the Lord, connecting with the Lord.
今天早上我们是讲怎么和主连接。
And he challenged last week. Apparently, I wasn't there last week. He challenged some of the students, some of the youth in some of our group, to have reminders, to place reminders in for ourselves throughout our week, to draw us back or to bring us back to meeting with him.
我们有些青少年，他们给自己有一个提醒，就是怎么样能够和神更亲近。
And so it's kind of cool to see, you know, just what some people chose to use to just, you know, just have some concrete reminder to throughout our day to just kind of bring us back in line or connected with the Lord.
是很好的事情，就是你有一个很具体的事情来提醒你怎么样能够和神更亲近。
One of the brothers used a bracelet around his wrist. One other person used a bag in their bag to remind them.
有一个弟兄他有用手链，另外一个他有一个袋子。
One other person was taking pictures, takes pictures daily. So I don't know, just all these, just some small reminder to bring us back to him.
有人也每天来拍照片来提醒自己更亲近主耶稣基督。
And so all this last year, this 2011, on our prayer request, our prayer items was that we would have our church family would have a daily connectedness, a daily walk with him.
所以在去年整个一年，我们都是在主里面相交。
So have you taken time? I know it's well into 2012 already, but have you taken time to just sometime just take sit back and just kind of assess like, where am I at with the Lord? Where's my intimacy? Where's my close with him?
我们确实要花些时间，因为已经是2012年了。我们花些时间，我们和神来思想我们和神的关系。
Because what can happen when each one takes his own what can happen when a person puts too much emphasis on verse 2 of okay, the church ought to be carrying each other's burdens. We have to be carrying each other's burdens. Is that what happens sometimes? Is that people lose sight of their own personal responsibility.
当我们强调个人的重担要互相担当的时候，我们常常就有一个问题，就是我们个人会忽略了自己的责任。
Maybe you've kind of lost your connectedness with the Lord. Things aren't going well. Problems are rising up.
也可能是因为这些问题解决了，你就失去了和神的这样亲密的关系。
And Paul tells us that we should test our own actions.
保罗是在讲我们应当查验自己的行为。Because
the temptation is that we may even begin to blame the church.
有一种试探就是我们常常会指责教会。
That it's the church's fault that the church isn't coming and helping me. The church isn't carrying my burdens for me.
是教会的问题，因为他教会没有来担当我的担子。
You know, why isn't anyone helping me? Why isn't anyone coming alongside me?
为什么没有人来帮助我，没有人来陪伴我？
What's wrong with the church?
教会到底怎么样？
And it's true. Sometimes the church We do fall short.
是的，有时候教会也会犯错误。
But you could see why Paul is saying this is that sometimes people say, well, the church ought to be carrying my burdens, and yet he says, no, we're going to have personal responsibility as well. We should test our own actions.
这也是保罗在这里面讲的，我们要担当别人担子，同时也要担当自己的担子。
And so there's a balance here.
所以要有一个平衡点。
Or a tension between carrying each other's burdens and taking responsibility for ourselves, carrying our own load.
所以我们要注意，担当别人的担子和担当自己的担子这样一个平衡。
He says, once we do that, once we test our own actions, he says, then he can take pride in himself.
当你查验自己的行为的时候，你就可以你所夸的可以专注在自己。
And here's, again, what I mentioned before, here's what the perceived conflict could be. We've got taking pride in ourselves and then thinking of ourselves as something is something when we're nothing.
这里面同样好像有一个表面的冲突，就是若无有，自己还以为有，还有是和所夸的就专在自己。
And what Paul's talking about here, I think the key is in this verse is that it's the future tense.
我想这节经文的重点是它是一个将来时。
Now look, once we test our own actions, we will be, at one point, we'll be able to take pride in ourselves.
当我们查验自己的行为的时候，有一天我们会为自己骄傲。
Another version has it, then you will enjoy the personal satisfaction when having done your work well.
这是在讲，另外一节也在讲，就是说你完成了你自己的事情的时候，你就可以有一种满足感。
And so Paul is talking about when it's all said and done, at the end, after we've, been walking in the Spirit, we're carrying each other's burdens, but yet still taking responsibility for our own, we're going to go before God as individuals. At the end, we've done that. We can have pride in the sense of God is rewarding us.
保罗也在讲，如果你在圣灵里面行，你已经担当了自己的担子。神要祝福你。
So if we can take one thing away from this, if you've heard anything from this,
讲了这么多，你需要记住一点。
Says we ought to walk in the Spirit.
我们需要在圣灵里面行走。
We ought to allow the Holy Spirit. I want our church family that we would operate in the power of the Spirit.
我们整个教会要在圣灵里面运行。
And when we do that, we're able to relate to each other in a way that we can't when we're not in the Spirit.
这样我们就互相之间有这样一个关系，不在圣灵里面是做不到的。
We're able to approach each other in ways that we couldn't approach each other when we're not in the Spirit.
这样我们就可以互相之间交往，这种方式在不在圣灵里面是做不到的。
And I don't know if you've experienced this before, but I don't know.If when you've come into a conflict with someone, or someone's sinned against you, and you've worked through it, you actually and it's done in the Holy Spirit, you actually become closer to each other.
你有没有这样的经历？当有人冒犯了你，或者是犯罪的时候，你在圣灵里面解决了问题，你会和主的关系更接近。
I mean, it's like those marriages when you see a husband and wife and they've weathered through a lot of things. They've been open and honest with each other, but they've had problems and they've confronted each other. But yet, man, they're close now. They're intimate with each other because they've gone through this conflict.
就像在婚姻里面，如果两个人有了冲突、有了问题解决的时候，两个人会更接近、更亲密。
And so when we step out and speak love. And truth to each other, and we're willing to accept each other and persevere with one another, then the law of Christ is fulfilled.
如果我们真是能够迈出一步，借着圣灵的工作来去爱别人。
But it takes courage. It takes in our small groups, in the small groups of going, I'm gonna step out, I'm gonna share something, I'm gonna be open, and letting people in.
这个需要勇气，就像我们的小组，我们走出去，欢迎大家进来。
Would you bow your heads in prayer with me?
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit.
天父，感谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
For it's your Spirit that empowers us, that enables us to express who you are.
你的圣灵给我们能力，让我们来表达你是谁。
It's when we're filled with the Spirit that we have the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness.
我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们就有这种仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Father, we see in this book this idea of community, of living with each other.
天父，我们在这本书里面看到，我们作为一个社区，怎么在一起生活。
And Father, we tell you that we want to be a community that that's able to be real and authentic with each other.
天父，我们就向你祈求，使我们整个这个团体社区变得关系很真实。
And it begins with our connectedness with you.
开始和你相连。
And then it flows into our connectedness with each other.
同时和每个人也相连。
Lord, would you grow us and mature us in this way?
求你让我们在这条路上成长。
That we would look more like Jesus.
使我们更像耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus, we see you and we see you and we see how you are able to love people and yet tell them the truth.
所以我们看到主耶稣基督是怎么样去爱别人。
We see how you're at the same time bold and courageous, and at the same time extremely gracious and gentle.
同时我们也看到你很有胆量，同时也很有爱和恩慈。
And you are the picture of maturity.
你是爱的源泉。
You are the picture of perfection.
你就是这个爱的图片。
You are the ones who we want. You are the one who we want to become like.
你是我们所要成为的样式。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.